after this, after what they've started. I mean, I'm looking at the scenario of the fire, all these things that's happened lately. What's next for the for this month?
Where are we to? We're to the Saturday the 2nd, are we?
Yeah, May 3rd tomorrow.
17th. I thought if the plasma, the earthquake is still a change or what? It's still the 17th.
Well, it depends on whether or not there is more activity or whether the leaders. Well, you've got two sets of leaders too. So to answer your question, I have to back up and look at what leadership we're talking about. And I have to use Jesse Jackson as an example. If any of you saw Jesse Jackson night before last, and then saw him yesterday morning, and then saw him in the evening, you will note that you saw a different, completely different Jesse Jackson that was going to meet with Bush, etc. Jesse Jackson is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was put on there for a very, very good reason. Politically, it would be a control mechanism where they could have him coming in and out also of Camp David, etc., without being questioned. Now, the effort is to get him on the ticket. Brown went so far as to ruin his campaign by saying, I will have Jesse Jackson as my running mate. And then there is all of this confusion about what Jesse Jackson would do in relationship to Clinton. Well, Jesse Jackson is an extremely dangerous entity to you for a couple of reasons. He may be able to help the black element gain some kind of unity, and he may be able to, you know, kind of soothe feelings because he's now built an international relationship with ones like Gaddafi. So that you have this goodly man, but a replica, a replacement man. But he's totally a tool now. He's totally a tool. But he is a tool that is demanding to make a state of Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. If in fact that happens, all of the ones of you who have utilized federal government versus sovereignty of states, etc., all of that will go dead. It will have been made into another state in your union. And you will not have that recourse any longer. So you have the hierarchy of the black element pushing, even if it requires violence, to get some equality. When the facts of the matter are, you cannot have equality because everything has been so unequal up until now that just saying, okay, we're all equal, there's not enough welfare for one thing. You're going to start killing each other over the welfare because those ones who had the great big homes in Bel Air and no longer have a job are going to be vying for the food stamps, do you see? So your inner reactions have not even begun. This is a test run. Out of this, and it's miserable, don't misunderstand for a second what I'm saying. The bigotry in this country is absolutely incredible. But it's more at the White House level than it is on your streets. That's why they have to organize. Terrorists have to infiltrate and organize. And in case you can't organize to that point of hysteria, you've got to push it and push it and push it and precipitate incidents. I believe that through the month of May, a lot of ones are going to cry out for wisdom. And they're going to do it honorably. You're going to find a lot of white people coming in from the outskirts of LA, even today, and going down into South Central Los Angeles with brooms to try to put aside this thing. This is going to make the big boys very, very nervous. So they've got to do something. As I said, they tried to trigger the San Andreas Fault. It didn't go. It didn't slip. And they tried it again on another near fault. They haven't dared try it until yesterday afternoon over here near Gorman again. Because remember what I said, there are some epicenters that if you can get them to move, and I was dictating at the time, I hope all of you will avail yourselves of this tape. But I had to leave. They set out to trigger it over here at Gorman yesterday. Now we interfered with that one. I don't mind a fair fight, but I don't like cheaters.
You're all cheaters.
And that would have just absolutely, if you trigger that fault from there, you're going to have probably a 12-point earthquake in Los Angeles. It will be off any scale that you have. If they could have triggered it down in the desert or up north at the other end, you would have had a slippage and it would have been bad enough, but not like it would have been if they had absolutely blown it right over here at Gorman. Another place that you're going to find is exactly where your artist put the other umbrellas over in Japan. And they felt that when they started Onsen erupting some time back, when Pinatubo was erupting, you see, both of these were man-caused volcanic eruptions. You still have lava flowing out of Etna. You still have, in Ecuador, Nicaragua volcanic activity. So you've got it started all the way around. But there are some points where it almost went once or twice before because they had smoothed up the rough edges. But when you have that kind of an impact, hit that fault line and then shift it, you have really created a monster. And you see, that would have taken LA and would have taken all of Santa Barbara. And while you have this kind of an uproar, there are some things that we are allowed to, I can't even really call it intervention. It is just flat neutralizer beam. And that's not fair. I mean, there's something about evil that he's given his way on this planet. But there were too many people asking not to have that happen. Now you've got a situation that truly is more volatile in New York. You see, the New York situation, they anticipated so much stuff happening in New York that they also closed New York City down yesterday afternoon. Is everybody aware of that? They sent everybody out of LA that they could speak, you know, they closed the defense plants and everything except Edwards and one or two in Lancaster. Now why would they do that? Were they expecting the black people to rise up in Palmdale? So something big is coming down, isn't it? And they want to get as many of your troops as they can into LA and into these cities, and then when you take out the cities, you take out your military backup. And they would have gotten an entire platoon of Marines. Well, you just wouldn't have any backup at all. They'd moved everything that they could into that one area. And you know that they're full of it. When somehow they cannot get mobilized to even stop a murder in the middle of an intersection. And where were all of those nice guards that they mobilized? Oh, well, they couldn't put them out there because no ammunition arrived with them. What if you were at war? The Russians are coming? Oh, well, thank God the war's over with the Russians. If you can have a humongous natural disaster now and you can wipe out a whole bunch of troops, you're going to have to call in the UN, aren't you? You're going to have to mobilize under the blue flag, the blue beret, to get order. Because I can tell you, you will have chaos beyond belief. If you can't handle South Central Los Angeles and two major food markets going down and the gas stations closed, what are you going to do with the whole West Coast ripped off? And along about the same time, they'll blow New York. It isn't going to take very much of a trimmer to pull New York down because the infrastructure of New York is so old it's crumbled. And one good shake will just pulverize it.
Anton?
Please.
I want to tell you about what a couple of my old ladies said. One of them is 86 and she sits in her chair all day long and doesn't seem to know or care what happens, you know, outside her room. But after she'd been watching the riots on television for a couple of days, she said, you know, I think it's awfully suspicious the way those fires are going off all at once. It looks as if they were set, I mean, previously arranged to go off at the same time. And then I have another, and I thought that was kind of neat that even it penetrated even into her poor oxygen-starved brain that there was something going on. And then I have another one who's 101 years old, and she's from a German family who lived in Russia for a while and had a bad time with the Russian army, you know, in long years ago. And she said to me yesterday, it seems to me that what's going on in this country is just like what went on in Russia.
It does look like that, doesn't it?
Same bunch.
And what is interesting is to watch what they're doing now to help out Russia. $24 billion is nothing because going in through the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank so that they can absolutely wipe Russia away economically. Why do you think Russia has an economic problem? Well, they won't anymore because now they're in. You see, they let them in. So now they can loan them all this money and completely destroy the rest of any stability they had. So it's well planned. And these little people are brighter than you might imagine, because they are sensing and re-experiencing. And maybe they're able to see the overall a little bit better than the ones just totally brainwashed by the mesmerizing patterns of a television set. You can watch what they've done with the television. Fill up every channel with just the horror. But while I'm on the subject, and when you think that we're not paying attention, there are two or three people that I want to hear this. I want Susie to hear it. I want Ed Young to hear it. I want Laurie to hear it. This would have taken out San Francisco, San Jose, Santa Barbara, Santa Maria. And I'm not ready to let my troops go. So if you are mine and you know it, then you pat yourself on the back, because you are here today. I mean on the planet, alive and well. You see, I can pretty well judge what they're trying to pull off. And as long as they stick to that which is acceptable, I guess. Nothing is acceptable, but I have to accept it whether I like it or not. But when they move out of line, then I can respond. But I can only remind you that they will always plan the most appropriate time to instigate these major occurrences. And quite frankly, we're not ready. Although you ones are as well prepared as anybody. You can make it a few days. Any other questions or statements?
Commander?
Yes, please.
I saw on CNN yesterday morning a black woman on a Crier company named Isola Foster. She was the head of the Black American Institute or Foundation or something like that, of family relations or family values.
Yes.
And she just tore into Jesse Jackson. She said he's been predicting this sort of thing since 1984. He's been instigating it ever since the Watts riot. Urban League and NAACP have been getting $4.5 billion a year of federal funds for education. And she said, you know, better investigate those guys and ask them what they've been doing with that money. You know, they've instigated this Maxine Waters, Diane Watson, and so on. Just ripping into it. This is on CNN. And the poor announcer was, you know, just reeling backwards and, you know, couldn't stop her. But it was pretty outrageous. And it's a black one.
It is. Did anybody notice Donna Hill? You remember Judge Thomas, was it? Well, Donna Hill was making her statements. And yet you have to look how clever they've been, how they have built up to this. You see, maybe this wasn't staged, but they had to continue to have incidents until somebody could get caught at it. But you had the situation where they were, I don't care what they want to say about it, they were hitting the Korean markets. Because the Koreans overcharge. They really do. In the neighborhoods, these are the least able to afford, and the Koreans do overcharge. But these ones are just making their way also. So these are just instances that are happening all over. Know that the ones convicted and ready to go to the electric chair on trumped-up charges are usually black. You've had a couple of men just released recently who were black, who were maliciously and deliberately framed. So you've got all of these things coming into the public. So you had Donna Hill making a big splash for women and what is it, sexism. Then you had a Kennedy, an elite, who literally has a sick mind. This man is dangerous. He takes what he wants. And as I've said before, with the name, he doesn't have to rape. He didn't have to rape the young lady that claimed he did. And I'm not going to comment on whether or not that was real or not. But he walked, didn't he? And they wouldn't even allow testimony in. But guess where Tyson is? And he was set up. So you had a Korean woman shoot a little black girl who literally had started the incident, but you've also got it on a videotape. The girl had turned to walk away and the woman shot her. She already had the gun out. To this moment, that woman doesn't know why she pulled that trigger. But the fact is, the child died. And whether or not the judge's judgment of the situation was good, bad, or indifferent, she walked on probation. So you've had one incident after another, building, until they knew.
There was about the same time there was a Korean kid in LA that shot a dog and he got a year in jail. Korean woman shoots a black woman and gets off on probation.
Well, you would be a little incensed, wouldn't you?
Yes.
So these people have a right to be incensed. And your government has very deliberately done something, kept them unemployed, kept them restless, infiltrated the place with drugs, allowed the youngsters to come along and make money off these drugs instead of going to school. I mean, if you are pulling in $500 a night or $1,500 a night, are you going to go to work for minimum wage? I think not. And especially if you can't get a job at all. I mean, after all, you like the car too, and you like the Reeboks or whatever. And this has just been trained and drilled into the minds of the masses. Plus the fact that you as humans just feel you cannot take it anymore. Dorma walks away and she said, I don't want to struggle with it anymore. I'm tired. I just am not going to take it anymore. Well, what are you going to do, baby? What are you going to do? Take up your Uzi and go down there and shoot some people? Who are you going to shoot? It's like the little woman in the grocery store. Who will I be mad at? Who do I hate? You can't even begin to get to the ones. You can't get to Rothschild, can you? But maybe if somebody had aborted him, you wouldn't have the problem that you do today. But it wasn't acceptable then, you see. Now you can't have the babies to turn this thing around. So when we sit here, you may as well vent your anger, vent your feelings, and then look at it for the reality that it is. They have a plan. It's called Global 2000. They plan to have an operating one world government by year 2000. And they're on schedule. They're on track. And that means a lot of things have to come down in the very next few years. So 1992 was to be the beginning of some very horrendous things. And very likely, there will be enough pressure and force brought to bear to quiet this thing. They've got to figure a different way to blow that fault line, and it was intended that it would go first. So it's messing up the schedule that you didn't have a shaker in Southern California. Now, you've got a situation in New York where you've got cobalt bombs planted under that city. You don't really want that to go off. And when you have this kind of rioting going on, you have this kind of passions in play. It doesn't matter who they are or why they're doing it. You have irrational behavior that has no... There is nothing that can touch it. Not mother, not home, not God. They are operating machinery out of control. You have bit violence into the system until the young black kids and their gangs don't care. They have no sense of life or death. They have no goals beyond the moment. And so if you can get a little bit of excitement by running through a shop window and stealing a TV, you've made your day. The fact you don't have any power to plug it in doesn't even matter. You had superhuman strength or awfully bad furniture. Did you notice one person carrying a whole couch down the street? Through the window and down the street. Another with a full-size or queen-size mattress on his head. Where are they going with all this stuff? And you see, it's nothing. It's nothing. And yet you did see ones coming out of the market with diapers, baby food, and cleansing powder. These are the poor. And they would say, "Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?" And the little child said, "Because it won't be here tomorrow." And everybody's doing it. And let me give you a little of insight. If you had a train fall over down here on this track, and it had something desirable on it, and everybody's going down to pluck a little VCR or whatever, let's say, a camera, whatever. And you know that all of that train is covered with insurance, and you know that everybody in Tatchpe but you is going to have a camera. Don't you suppose that you'd probably go get one too? This is the mentality. And yet the ones who lived in that community stood there and had to watch this because they couldn't stop it. And now they, bless their hearts, are the ones that are going to be without, while the gangs go back to lounging around on the corners. Probably the worst commentary of the whole thing is that in South Central Los Angeles, a mother is relieved if a youngster gets incarcerated. And this is going to get to be more and more and more the way it is, except for the crowding, the overcrowding. She knows that that youngster is going to have a bed to be in. He's not going to be out on that street getting killed or killing. He's going to be warm in the winter, he's going to be a little bit cooler in the summer, and he's going to eat. And it's something she can no longer offer him. That's what your society has become for these people. Open your eyes wide. This is what your society has become for you. They have not pulled it down yet.
After this, after what they've started, I mean, I'm looking at the scenario of the fire, the party, all this thing that's happened lately. What's next for the for this month?
What's next?
Let me see, where are we to? Well, to Saturday the 2nd, are we?
Yeah, May 3rd tomorrow.
I thought if the plasma, the earthquake is still a change or what, if it's still the 17.
Well, it depends on whether or not there is more activity or whether the leaders... Well, you've got two sets of leaders too. So to answer your question, I have to back up and look at what leadership we're talking about. And I have to use Jesse Jackson as an example. If any of you saw Jesse Jackson night before last, and then saw him yesterday morning, and then saw him in the evening, you will note that you saw a different, completely different Jesse Jackson that was going to meet with Bush, etc. Jesse Jackson is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was put on there for a very, very good reason. Politically, it would be a control mechanism where they could have him coming in and out also of Camp David, etc., without being questioned. Now, the effort is to get him on the ticket. Brown went so far as to ruin his campaign by saying, "I will have Jesse Jackson as my running mate." And then there is all of this confusion about what Jesse Jackson would do in relationship to Clinton. Well, Jesse Jackson is an extremely dangerous entity to you for a couple of reasons. He may be able to help the black element gain some kind of unity, and he may be able to kind of soothe feelings because he's now built an international relationship with ones like Gaddafi. So that you have this goodly man, but a replica, a replacement man. But he's totally a tool now. He's totally a tool. But he is a tool that is demanding to make a state of Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. If, in fact, that happens, all of the ones of you who have utilized federal government versus sovereignty of states, etc., all of that will go dead. It will have been made into another state in your union. And you will not have that recourse any longer. So you have the hierarchy of the black element pushing, even if it requires violence, to get some equality, when the facts of the matter are you cannot have equality because everything has been so unequal up until now that just saying, okay, we're all equal, There's not enough welfare, for one thing. You're going to start killing each other over the welfare, because those ones who had the great big homes in Bel Air and no longer have a job are going to be vying for the food stamps. Do you see? So your inner reactions have not even begun. This is a test run. Out of this, and it's miserable, don't misunderstand for a second what I'm saying. The bigotry in this country is absolutely incredible. But it's more at the White House level than it is on your streets. That's why they have to organize. Terrorists have to infiltrate and organize. And in case you can't organize to that point of hysteria, you've got to push it and push it and push it and precipitate incidents. I believe that through the month of May, a lot of ones are going to cry out for wisdom. And they're going to do it honorably. You're going to find a lot of white people coming in from the outskirts of LA, even today, and going down into South Central Los Angeles with brooms to try to put aside this thing. This is going to make the big boys very, very nervous. So they've got to do something. As I said, they tried to trigger the San Andreas Fault. It didn't go. It didn't slip. And they tried it again on another near fault. They haven't dared try it until yesterday afternoon over here near Gorman again. Because remember what I said, there are some epicenters that if you can get them to move, and I was dictating at the time, I hope all of you will avail yourselves of this tape. But I had to leave. They set out to trigger it over here at Gorman yesterday. Now we interfered with that one. I don't mind a fair fight, but I don't like cheaters. And that would have just absolutely, if you trigger that fault from there, you're going to have probably a 12-point earthquake in Los Angeles. It will be off any scale that you have. If they could have triggered it down in the desert or up north at the other end, you would have had a slippage, and it would have been bad enough, but not like it would have been if they had absolutely blown it right over here at Gorman. Another place that you're going to find is exactly where your artist put the other umbrellas over in Japan. And they felt that when they started Onsen erupting some time back, when Pinatubo was erupting. You see, both of these were man-caused volcanic eruptions. You still have lava flowing out of Etna. You still have, in Ecuador, Nicaragua volcanic activity. So you've got it started all the way around. But there are some points where it almost went once or twice before because they had smoothed up the rough edges. But when you have that kind of an impact, hit that fault line and then shift it, you have really created a monster. And you see, that would have taken LA and would have taken all of Santa Barbara. And while you have this kind of an uproar, there are some things that we are allowed to, I can't even really call it intervention. It is just flat neutralize their beam. And that's not fair. I mean, there's something about evil that he's given his way on this planet. But there were too many people asking not to have that happen. Now, you've got a situation that truly is more volatile in New York. You see, the New York situation, they anticipated so much stuff happening in New York that they also closed New York City down yesterday afternoon. Is everybody aware of that? They sent everybody out of LA that they could speak, you know, they closed the defense plants and everything except Edwards and one or two in Lancaster. Now, why would they do that? Were they expecting the black people to rise up in Palmdale? So something big is coming down, isn't it? And they want to get as many of your troops as they can into LA and into these cities, and then when you take out the cities, you take out your military backup. And they would have gotten an entire platoon of Marines. Well, you just wouldn't have any backup at all. They'd moved everything that they could into that one area. And you know that they're full of it. When somehow they cannot get mobilized to even stop a murder in the middle of an intersection. And where were all of those nice guards that they mobilized? Oh, well, they couldn't put them out there because no ammunition arrived with them. What if you were at war? The Russians are coming? Oh, well, thank God the war's over with the Russians. If you can have a humongous natural disaster now and you can wipe out a whole bunch of troops, you're going to have to call in the UN, aren't you? You're going to have to mobilize under the blue flag, the blue beret, to get order. Because I can tell you, you will have chaos beyond belief. If you can't handle South Central Los Angeles and two major food markets going down and the gas stations closed, what are you going to do with the whole West Coast ripped off? And along about the same time, they'll blow New York. It isn't going to take very much of a trimmer to pull New York down because the infrastructure of New York is so old it's crumbled. And one good shake will just pulverize it.
Anton?
Please.
I want to tell you about what a couple of my old ladies said. One of them is 86 and she sits in her chair all day long and doesn't seem to know or care what happens, you know, outside her room. But after she'd been watching the riots on television for a couple of days, she said, you know, I think it's awfully suspicious the way those fires are going off all at once. It looks as if they were set, I mean, previously arranged to go off at the same time. And then I have another, and I thought that was kind of neat that even it penetrated even into her poor oxygen-starved brain that there was something peculiar going on. And then I have another one who's 101 years old, and she's from a German family who lived in Russia for a while and had a bad time with the Russian army, you know, in long years ago. And she said to me yesterday, I it seems to me that what's going on in this country is just like what went on in Russia.
Does look like that, doesn't it?
Same bunch.
And what is interesting is to watch what they're doing now to help out Russia. $24 billion is nothing because going in through the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank so that they can absolutely wipe Russia away economically. Why do you think Russia has an economic problem? Well, they won't anymore because now they're in. You see, they let them in. So now they can loan them all this money and completely destroy the rest of any stability they had. So it's well planned. And these little people are brighter than you might imagine because they are sensing and re-experiencing. And maybe they're able to see the overall a little bit better than the ones just totally brainwashed by the mesmerizing patterns of a television set. You can watch what they've done with the television. Fill up every channel with just the horror. But while I'm on the subject, and when you think that we're not paying attention, there are two or three people that I want to hear this. I want Susie to hear it. I want Ed Young to hear it. I want Laurie to hear it. This would have taken out San Francisco, San Jose, Santa Barbara, Santa Maria. And I'm not ready to let my troops go. So if you are mine and you know it, then you pat yourself on the back because you are here today. I mean on the planet, alive and well. You see, I can pretty well judge what they're trying to pull off. And as long as they stick to that which is acceptable, I guess. Nothing is acceptable, but I have to accept it whether I like it or not. But when they move out of line, then I can respond. But I can only remind you that they will always plan the most appropriate time to instigate these major occurrences. And quite frankly, we're not ready. Although you ones are as well prepared as anybody. You can make it a few days. Any other questions or statements?
Commander?
Yes, please.
I saw on CNN yesterday morning a black woman on a Crier company named Isola Foster. She was the head of the Black American Institute of Foundation or something like that, of family relations or family values.
Yes.
And she just tore into Jesse Jackson. She said he's been predicting this sort of thing since 1984. He's been instigating it ever since the Watts riot. He and the Urban League and NAACP have been getting $4.5 billion a year of federal funds for education. And she said, you know, better investigate those guys and ask them what they've been doing with that money. You know, they've instigated this Maxine Waters, Diane Watson, and so on. Just ripping into them. This is on CNN. And the poor announcer was, you know, just reeling backwards and, you know, couldn't stop her. But it was pretty outrageous. And it's a black one.
It is. Did anybody notice Donna Hill? You remember Judge Thomas, was it? Well, Donna Hill was making her statements. And yet you have to look how clever they've been, how they have built up to this. You see, maybe this wasn't staged, but they had to continue to have incidents until somebody could get caught at it. But you had the situation where they were, I don't care what they want to say about it, they were hitting the Korean markets. Because the Koreans overcharge. They really do. In the neighborhoods, these are the least able to afford, and the Koreans do overcharge. But these ones are just making their way also. So these are just instances that are happening all over. Know that the ones convicted and ready to go to the electric chair on trumped up charges are usually black. You've had a couple of men just released recently who were black, who were maliciously and deliberately framed. So you've got all of these things coming into the public. So you had Donna Hill making a big splash for women and what is it, sexism. Then you had a Kennedy, an elite, who literally has a sick mind. This man is dangerous. He takes what he wants. And as I've said before, with the name, he doesn't have to rape. He didn't have to rape the young lady that claimed he did. And I'm not going to comment on whether or not that was real or not. But he walked, didn't he? And they wouldn't even allow testimony in. But guess where Tyson is? And he was set up. So you had a Korean woman shoot a little black girl who literally had started the incident, but you've also got it on a videotape. The girl had turned to walk away and the woman shot her. She already had the gun out. To this moment, that woman doesn't know why she pulled that trigger. But the fact is, the child died. And whether or not the judge's judgment of the situation was good, bad, or indifferent, she walked on probation. So you've had one incident after another, building, until they knew.
Another thing, there was about the same time, there was a Korean kid in L.A. that shot a dog and he got a year in jail. A Korean woman shoots a black woman and gets on probation.
Well, you would be a little incensed, wouldn't you? So these people have a right to be incensed. And your government has very deliberately done something. Kept them unemployed, kept them restless, infiltrated the place with drugs, allowed the youngsters to come along and make money off these drugs instead of going to school. I mean, if you are pulling in $500 a night or $1,500 a night, are you going to go to work for minimum wage? I think not. And especially if you can't get a job at all. I mean, after all, you like the car too, and you like the Reeboks or whatever. And this has just been trained and drilled into the minds of the masses. Plus the fact that you as humans just feel you cannot take it anymore. Dorma walks away and she said, I don't want to struggle with it anymore. I'm tired. I just am not going to take it anymore. Well, what are you going to do, baby? What are you going to do? Take up your Uzi and go down there and shoot some people? Who are you going to shoot? It's like the little woman in the grocery store. Who will I be mad at? Who do I hate? You can't even begin to get to the ones. You can't get to Rothschild, can you? But maybe if somebody had aborted him, you wouldn't have the problem that you do today. But it wasn't acceptable then, you see. Now you can't have the babies to turn this thing around. So when we sit here, you may as well vent your anger, vent your feelings, and then look at it for the reality that it is. They have a plan. It's called Global 2000. They plan to have an operating one world government by year 2000. And they're on schedule. They're on track. And that means a lot of things have to come down in the very next few years. So 1992 was to be the beginning of some very horrendous things. And very likely, there will be enough pressure and force brought to bear to quiet this thing. They've got to figure a different way to blow that fault line, and it was intended that it would go first. So it's messing up the schedule that you didn't have a shaker in Southern California. Now you've got a situation in New York where you've got cobalt bombs planted under that city. You don't really want that to go off. And when you have this kind of rioting going on, you have this kind of passions in play. It doesn't matter who they are or why they're doing it. You have irrational behavior that has no... There's nothing that can touch it. Not mother, not home, not God. They are operating machinery out of control. You have bit violence into the system until the young black kids and their gangs don't care. They have no sense of life or death. They have no goals beyond the moment. And so if you can get a little bit of excitement by running through a shop window and stealing a TV, you've made your day. The fact you don't have any power to plug it in doesn't even matter. You had superhuman strength or awfully bad furniture. Did you notice one person carrying a whole couch down the street? Through the window and down the street. Another with a full-size or queen-size mattress on his head. Where are they going with all this stuff? And you see, it's nothing. It's nothing. And yet you did see ones coming out of the market with diapers, baby food, and cleansing powder. These are the poor. And they would say, "Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?" And the little child said, "Because it won't be here tomorrow." And everybody's doing it. And let me give you a little of insight. If you had a train fall over down here on this track and it had something desirable on it and everybody's going down to pluck a little VCR or whatever, let's say, a camera, whatever. And you know that all of that train is covered with insurance and you know that everybody in tax-free but you is going to have a camera. Don't you suppose that you'd probably go get one too? This is the mentality. And yet the ones who lived in that community stood there and had to watch this because they couldn't stop it. And now they, bless their hearts, are the ones that are going to be without, while the gangs go back to lounging around on the corners. probably the worst commentary of the whole thing is that in South Central Los Angeles, a mother is relieved if a youngster gets incarcerated. And this is going to get to be more and more and more the way it is, except for the crowding, the overcrowding. She knows that that youngster is going to have a bed to be in. He's not going to be out on that street getting killed or killing. He's going to be warm in the winter. He's going to be a little bit cooler in the summer, and he's going to eat. And it's something she can no longer offer him. That's what your society has become for these people. Open your eyes wide. This is what your society has become for you. They have not pulled it down yet.